All right. Now, I mentioned to you that one of the things that we look at as we look further into this are the factors, the criteria that Wallet Hub used in coming up with their rankings of diversity of cities in America. They looked at five key diversity factors. One had to do with socioeconomic diversity. Another was cultural diversity. They also looked at economic diversity, household diversity, and religious diversity. A city's population, number of educated residents, and age of residents were some of the other weighing factors in the rankings. The population, number of educated residents, age of residents, economic diversity, etc. They looked at all of these things, all of these factors, in ranking the cities with regards to diversity. What would your criteria have been? Would you only have thought about cultural diversity? Would you only have thought about cultural diversity and economic diversity? So there are quite a few things to consider, right? Okay, so here we go. Again, looking at socioeconomic diversity, cultural diversity, economic diversity, household diversity, religious diversity, the population of the city, the number of residents who are educated, the age groups within the city. So that's something that, you know, you look at when you are trying to consider what this is all about, what diversity is all about. Now, there's a question about, I guess you could say, the pros and cons of living in a city that is very diverse. Would you say that there really is no difference when living in a city that is very diverse compared to living in a city that has little to no diversity? Remember now, not just culturally, not just ethnically, but also economically, religiously, etc., socioeconomically. Well, Hillary Green, Dr. Hillary Green, is an associate professor of history in the Department of Gender and Race Studies at the University of Alabama. And Dr. Green says that there are benefits that come from living in diverse cities, and one of them is job opportunities. Job opportunities is one of the benefits cited when living in a diverse city. Second, there's an increased quality of life through schools, jobs, green spaces, and cultural events. How many of you find it somewhat surprising that quality of life, increased quality of life, is a benefit of living in a very diverse city? Increased quality of life through schools, jobs, green spaces, cultural events. I imagine quite a few of you would be thinking, wait a minute now, we keep hearing so much negative about public schools. And you're saying, and we know that in a lot of cities where there's a lot of diversity, there are a lot of public schools. And you're saying that there's increased quality of life through the schools in very diverse cities. That's what they found. That is what Dr. Green, associate professor of history in the Department of Gender and Race Studies, is saying. She said that really, there are no cons or disadvantages to living in a diverse city, except if the city's structure does not embrace the diversity of its populace and in providing services and housing for all. There can be a disadvantage, there can be a con, if the city structure does not embrace that diversity that is there. Sherry L. Parks is Vice President for Strategic Initiatives at the Maryland Institute of Art in Baltimore. And she says that historically, racial and ethnic diversity has been tied to economic growth as people move from monolithic communities to work in industrial places in the city. She makes another comment that is very, very interesting. She says diversity drives innovation. Interesting. We're hearing so many people who really study the matter saying the same things. Diversity drives initiative. Diversity leads to increased quality of life. Other guests who have been on our program have said that as people of color and women were empowered to be about the business of doing business, starting, expanding, running businesses, not only did their communities do better, but the nation as a whole fared better economically. All right. We're going to look some more into this, and I'm going to ask you to do something else for me. I'm going to give you the rankings of America's least diverse cities, but I'm not going to put them in order. I want you to do that again for me. Put them in order. I'll be right back.